You are living in a region with so much good new local music that it's just too much to take in. So here comes Jonathan Zwickel, who writes a City Arts magazine column called Attractive Singles. Such a good name for a column. Jonathan has picked out three local artists that you might want to get to know. Jonathan, welcome back.
Thank you, Bill.
The first musician you've got for us is Will Jordan from Tacoma. Tell me about Will Jordan.
Will is a lifelong musician from Tacoma, from the Hilltop neighborhood in Tacoma. Literally started writing songs for his church band when he was 7, 8 years old, playing multiple instruments at that time also. And since then, he's really just been sort of bearing down on the craft of songwriting to the point where he was part of a songwriting team in the early 2010s, 2011 thereabouts, that actually wrote a song that went on to be used by Nicki Minaj in 2011 with a guest appearance by Rihanna on this track called Fly that Will and his writing partner wrote. And they only found out that Nicki was actually singing this and using it on her album when they got the album and saw the credits. So Fly went on to be nominated for a Grammy. It was a multi-platinum selling hit. Meanwhile, Will Jordan was just sort of toiling away in his studio in Tacoma. A sea full of sharks and they all smell blood. They start coming and I start rising. Must be surprising, I'm just surmising. I win, thrive,
soar, higher, 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 more. Wow, Nicki Minaj, not bad. So Will Jordan is an established songwriter, but he also was putting out his own music.
Sure, yeah, which is true, yeah. I mean, I think he's actually chosen that route over being the songwriter for hire. And I think that just affords him a lot more autonomy. Maybe not the same fame or notoriety, but I think he wants to achieve that on his own through his own performance, as opposed to as a mercenary, sort of selling his songs to the highest bidder.
All right, let's hear some Will Jordan doing some of his own stuff. What'd you bring?
The song is called In My Feelings, and it is taken from an EP that he's about to release this fall called Deep Sleep. Got this great sort of classic R&B vibe. I think, you know, you can hear his songwriting chops in it, but it is attuned to the sort of current trendy model of really psychedelic, sort of synth heavy, washy sound.
Yeah, very echoey synthy.
Yeah, yeah.
I went on Will Jordan's homepage and I read him. He was talking about what you hear on the radio these days. And he wrote, between the pages of clever lines and the notes of explosive beats, there's an emptiness. It's the emptiness of people wearing masks, the emptiness of people desperate for fame, and the emptiness of stories that long to be known. That's good stuff.
Yeah, he's got real substance. You know, I think that that is the substance that arises from somebody that's maybe come from a challenging environment and has managed to create a living for himself, especially as a creative person, really, really challenging. And you just hear that kind of soul and that depth, both in the music and then also in the way he thinks and talks about the music.
All right, you've got another band for us, and we might be talking album of the summer around here.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling. Pickwick Lovejoys is their second full-length album, and what you hear on this album, Lovejoys, is an embrace of the Bee Gees and Marvin Gaye and Curtis Mayfield, and then that combined with their modern indie rock sensibility, all the influences that they picked up from their peers in Seattle, and it's a really interesting commingling of sounds.
What song you want to play off this album, Lovejoys?
Let's go with Turncoats, which is the first single from the album, and I think probably the catchiest one on there. It's the first song from the album, and it really does, it sets the tone in a way that is undeniable.
Didn't wait around to tell her. funk is the word comes to mind for me. I mean, I guess, you know, disco, I think of disco as overproduced funk. I don't know if that's quite right, but I like the funk in this song.
Yeah, it is definitely funky. I think they have embraced their funky side. And there's something a little bit dangerous or risky in, you know, the possibility of doing that wrong. But I think with Eric Blood as their sort of coach and band whisperer, they were able to really nail that sound where it's got a funk to it for sure, but it's also concise. And it's really, there's sort of a liquid quality to the sound, but it still remains really tight in the songwriting.
Liquid, that is true. How big do you think Pickwick might get?
You know, that's a tough question because these days the scope and scale of things is constantly in flux. I mean, maybe one way to measure their success is that they've been enlisted to headline the 4th of July festivities at Gasworks Park.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty big slot for them. And, you know, they're going to have a pretty big crowd there. These days, you know, to exist as a mid-level band and be able to pay your bills, I think, is all the success you can ask for, and anything beyond that is gravy, and I think that's where they're focused. And the gravy is nice, but I think just existing in the world as a band in a creative endeavor is probably reward enough.
I'm going to put out an album called Funk Gravy, by the way, so still working on that.
Sounds delicious.
One more artist for now, Jonathan. You brought us someone named Taylor Elizabeth. What do you want to play?
So Taylor is a young rapper, singer, kind of cross-genre performer. The song that I brought to you is called Stop Calling My Phone. And, you know, this is another performer that's been putting out music on SoundCloud and Bandcamp, basically for free online, for a couple years now. And to me, this song, Stop Calling My Phone, is sort of the pinnacle of her style and her talent.
Stop calling my phone. Now you're back in my head, trying to get inside my bed, wondering what you have said.
I hear a lot of like raw emotive talent in her voice, in her way of expressing herself. This song in particular, though, I think really sort of ratchets down the songwriting, and it's the catchiest thing that she's put out. And, you know, as a representative of this young, current generation of Seattle hip hop, she really has something special about her. And, you know, it's always interesting watching a young talent sort of become themselves, like find their voice. And in this song, I feel like you hear Taylor really owning her attitude and her style.
You have lost all rights, you have lost your mind, thinking I have all this time to waste on what's no longer lies. I've got my phone.
On this song, she's whispery and intimate, but really confident.
Yeah. I think that's a good way of describing it. You know, if you see her live, she has a way of engaging her audience while being very vulnerable, but also, like you said, very confident, very assertive.
Assertive, yeah.
Yeah, and that combination is just magnetic.
What you mean you need me interested? It's falling. Tell me why you calling. Want me to feel sorry. But I don't know how to help you anymore. Cause after all, indoors, still can't make you feel secure. Stop calling my phone. Yeah.
Tell me more about Taylor Elizabeth. Who is she?
So she's a young woman that grew up in White Center, so, you know, local, born and raised, and is part of this emerging crop of young talent in the hip-hop scene in Seattle right now that, to my observation, is just really colorful, really diverse, really inclusive. You know, you see as many women as men up on stage and behind the mixing board, and also this sort of gender fluidity that people are embracing. It's highly experimental, which to me is the most exciting thing about it. You know, I don't think that we've necessarily seen like a hit, you know, a smash hit come out of this crowd yet, but I appreciate that they're really pushing in new directions to find that sound, to find that hit.
That's Taylor Elizabeth. And before that, Pickwick. And before that, Will Jordan. Great to hear some new music, some local music. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
Jonathan Zwickel writes the attractive singles column for City Arts Magazine. Let's do it again.
Right on.